I really want to extend my gratitude and appreciation to Michael Bidwell. He's the only owner, I'm going to tell you right now, the only owner in the NFL who understands what we're doing in our sports, developing our sports science program and our physical preparation program. He has input into it and has taken a tremendous keen interest in what we're doing, especially for our recovery methods. In fact, some of the things that we have this year that we'll use recovery-wise for our athletes to enable them to recover between intense bouts of activity and obviously game day is are his ideas and his suggestions that we acted upon. So again, I'd like to thank Michael Bidwell for his unwavering support of everything we do. You know that we don't write a cookie cutter program here. Programs are based on positional requirements. Why are you training an offensive lineman like you're training a DB? Why are they doing the same running volumes? That's absurd. We don't do that here. And then from there, we individualize. I got three quarterbacks and write three different programs, three different quarterbacks. Same thing with O-line, D-line. Everybody is looked at by position and then as the individual. Today was a very business day, business-like atmosphere, and very focused on our guys. It's good to have them back in the building. We've been chomping at the bit waiting for this day to get on to 2017. But I will say this now. We got some work to do. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Some guys got some work to do. When it gets hot and you get tired, and you're going to get tired, you need to pay attention to what we teach you technically so you can establish those motor patterns and ingrain them into the system, secure biomechanical efficiency in periods of high fatigue, and that's what we're all about.
How long does it take you to recognize somebody's out of shape?
A second. How's that? They start to warm up. I can look at Anthony and Roger and say, oh, somebody didn't do what we expect them to do. But that's our jobs. Don't get me wrong. That's our jobs. We'll take care of that. When we're done here, we're going to meet. We'll talk about today. Then today's over. Then we're on tomorrow. There's a tremendous coordinated effort between everybody on this first floor. There are no egos down here. We're all working for one thing, to put our guys in the optimal position to be successful.